Serrano versus Heather Hardy 2. Fight prediction.
Dun, dun, dun. Hey guys, Fight Junkie here. As usual, before we jump into this next episode, I want to remind you guys, you can hit me up on Twitter, @FightJunkieCom. Follow me on Parler, @FightJunkie. Listen to me on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon. Basically, anywhere you can find a podcast, I'll be there. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Oh, wait. Hold up. Scratch that. YouTube deleted my channel. Let me think. Okay. I got it. You can also subscribe to the Rumble channel. Rumble.com/FightJunkie. Want live stream? Twitch.tv/RealFightJunkie.
Amanda Serrano, 44 wins, 2 losses, 1 draw. Of those 44 wins, 30 are by knockout. Heather Hardy, 24 wins, 2 losses. Of those 24 wins, 4 are by knockout. Currently, you have Serrano as a minus 1600 favorite. Hardy comes back at plus 850. We'll go, won't go, 10 full rounds. We'll go, plus 110. Won't go, minus 150. Serrano wins inside, minus 115. Serrano wins by decision, plus 130. Hardy wins inside, plus 23-1. Hardy wins by decision, 11-1. Fight is a draw, 24-1. As I said, this is the second fight. They fought once before. It was a while ago. I think it was like 2019. Obviously, Serrano is a big favorite here. Hardy took a couple of years off. She's since come back and won a couple of fights. Her last fight, actually, was a majority decision. But I watched that fight. She was in against a fighter that was undefeated at the time. I think she was 5-0. But it was a majority decision in favor of Hardy. I watched the fight. I personally think that Hardy dominated the fight and should have had a UD, in all honesty. She's getting up there in age. She's 41 now. But what I was looking for when I watched her last fight, her legs were still there. She was in good shape. Her cardio was fine. Defense is okay. She still gets hit a lot with the right hand, but again, she's never been stopped. She only has 2 losses. Serrano couldn't stop her when they fought back in 2019. But as far as being off for a couple of years and being 41 years old, I thought she looked pretty good in her last fight. Now, when you look at the odds, obviously the books are expecting that Serrano was going to be able to stop her this time around. My first thought when the fight was made was, A, why is Hardy getting the shot? And 2, Serrano will probably be able to stop her. You're taking in the inactivity that she had previously. Again, she's had 2 fights, but the inactivity, the age, and just the competition level that they're at right now, the way their careers are going. Obviously, Serrano is looking for the rematch with Katie Taylor. In fact, it was already set, and then Serrano got hurt. So Katie Taylor went up and moved up in weight and fought Chantel Cameron and lost that fight. Now they're rematching in November. So Serrano's kind of in that spot where she's got to stay active. She's got to fight. And she's probably going to end up having one more fight after this, I would think, because the Taylor-Cameron rematch is in November. So Serrano might have one more fight because, win or lose, if they're going to rematch again, meaning Taylor and Serrano, you're looking at next year sometime. So I don't know if Serrano is going to want to sit that entire time or maybe squeeze in one more fight. And then hopefully we get to see the rematch. By the way, I thought Serrano beat Katie Taylor in the first fight. I think she deserved to win that fight. It was close. Serrano had a tendency to fall in love with her power sometimes. You saw in that fight she hurt Katie Taylor. And then she just went into beast mode where she was only looking for the power punches instead of going into combination punches. Speaking of beast mode, knockouts, women's boxing, you generally don't see it. These ridiculous, archaic 2-minute rounds and 10 rounds. So even though this is a championship fight, all the marbles, all the belts, it doesn't matter. No, The old dinosaurs that rule the sport say women can only fight 2 minute rounds and 10 total rounds. Yet in MMA, they're over there fighting just like the men, the same amount of rounds for championship fights and the same round limit as far as MMA rounds go, 5 minutes. So it's totally ridiculous. Everybody that I know wants to see women fight 3 minute 12 rounds. That's how it should be. Right? Like, they have proven themselves. A lot of times these women fights are crackers of fights. Like, they go, like, imagine what would happen in 3 minute rounds. This 2 minute round BS takes away the body shots. It takes away game planning. It takes away so much, and it just becomes windmills, right? Who can throw the most punches and the least amount of time to win the round? It's ridiculous. But anyway, so in this matchup, obviously, if you're looking at Serrano, you don't have a lot of options here. I do think she'll win the fight. Hardy obviously isn't a power puncher, so for Hardy to win, she'd have to win on points. If you like the upset, I don't think there's any reason that you take Hardy straight. You're going to look at Hardy points. That's the way you play her. As far as Serrano goes, obviously minus 1600, as high as minus 2000, depending on your book straight. That's a rough one. We always talk about risk versus reward, and even though I expect Serrano to win 100%, shit happens. So that's very, very risky to lay that kind of money to win $100. So in this instance, if you're looking at minus 2000, you're going to lay $2,000 to win $100. Risk versus reward right there. So I think on Serrano, you got to pick your poison. Like I said, initially when the fight was made, I'm thinking, well, maybe this is the opportunity for Serrano to finally score a knockout. She hasn't had a knockout in a couple of years, actually. If you go now, her level of competition is obviously high, but still, she hasn't scored a knockout in a couple of years, and she's considered one of the harder punchers in the women's division. So does she get that first stoppage in a couple of years against Hardy? I don't know, man. Again, 2 minute rounds, 10 rounds. Hardy looked good enough to me in her previous fight. Again, the level was nowhere near Serrano, and I expect Serrano to win. That Hardy can at least go some rounds. Can she go the entire full 10? Well, that's what you have to pick. If you like Serrano inside, you're going to have to lay a little bit of juice. The lowest I'm seeing right now is minus 115, all the way up to minus 150. I can tell you, at minus 150, I don't like that. I don't like that line because, again, Serrano wasn't able to stop her back in 2019. She hasn't scored a knockout in a couple of years. And from what I saw in Hardy's last fight, she's going to be capable enough to go some rounds. If you haven't watched Hardy fight, she's going to be a pressure fighter. She's going to try to throw a lot of punches. She'll try to corral Serrano. And you would say, well, that's going to play right into Serrano's punching power. Yes, but historically, Hardy's been able to absorb these punches. And she's defensively sound enough that even though she gets hit, that she knows when to tie up, she knows how to move, she knows how to survive. And again, in 2 minute rounds, that's a lot easier to do than 3 minute rounds and 10 total rounds, a lot easier than 12 total rounds. So for me, if you're looking at this, you have Serrano inside again, minus 115, all the way up to minus 150. I told you I don't like the minus 150 line. And Serrano wins by decision right around plus 130. The lowest I'm seeing is plus 125. The highest I'm seeing is plus 130. In my opinion, I think if you're going to pick your poison, you might throw a little something on Serrano wins by decision. I think there's a chance that Hardy is able to make it the 10 rounds again. I do expect Serrano to win. It could be a unanimous decision. I'd be surprised if it was anything closer than, like, say, a 97 type of score for Serrano, 97-93 type of score for Serrano, because I don't really expect Hardy to get a lot of credit for her work going inside. If she wasn't even able to do that in her last fight against an unknown fighter, I doubt the three blind mice are going to give her credit for going forward and trying to push the pace and throw a volume of punches against Serrano, because I think Serrano will have the cleaner boxing. I think she'll have the cleaner shots. I think she'll have the more telling blows. And I think even though Hardy's going to be there in her face, pushing and fighting and grinding and trying to make the fight, that Serrano's probably going to get credit for her cleaner fighting, the cleaner punches landed. And I think Serrano will walk away with probably a UD. Again, if you like Serrano and you want to take her, I wouldn't suggest a straight line. I would suggest that you decide for yourself if you like Serrano inside or by decision. If you do like her inside, you have to be careful of the line that you play, because, again, you've got to look at what Serrano has been doing as of late. And if you think that she can get Hardy out of there in the 2 minute, 10 total rounds, do you really want to lay the juice of minus 150 on that? When at the very least, I expect Hardy to go rounds. If she does get stopped, I would say it's probably from round 7 on. I'd be very surprised unless Serrano just catches her cold straight out of the gate if she stops her early. So look at that. Look for the best line possible. Again, in my opinion, it's not a for sure thing. But in my opinion, I think Serrano wins this fight and she wins it by decision. That's it for this episode of Fight Junkie. I will suck it to you tomorrow, baby. Fight Junkie out.